This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, if I were to ask you, what does the word worldly mean? You might have a different definition than the person next to you or than I would. It has a lot to do with how you were raised spiritually. Paul the Apostle defines worldliness in a new way, perhaps today, when he says it's not what you think it is. It's about being argumentative. It's about being jealous. It's about having a party spirit. We'll talk about what that means, being divided as Christians. Let's pick it up as we read the entire text from 1 Corinthians 3 today. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another says, I follow Apollos, are you not mere men? What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants. Underline the word servants in your Bible if you underline. Only servants through whom you came to believe. I couldn't ask for better illustration of some of the text today than what's going on in our country with all the primary elections. And there is what you see on the news, what we would call a party spirit, where people are not only loyal to a party, they're loyal to a specific individual in that party. Some of the commentators, in describing what was going on at the church at Corinth, used this very term, party spirit. People were holding up signs, I follow Apollos. I follow Paul. No, I'm a fan of Peter. I'm a fan of Jesus. And that was even a party spirit in itself, an arrogance of saying, well, I'm more spiritual than the rest of you. I just follow Christ. And it became a sense of pride in that as well. And so today we're going to look at worldliness and spiritual definitions that you have never thought about before. And I want to begin with the first word of the first word, if we could bring up that first verse again. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly. Paul addresses the people in a powerful way, but it's a significant way. He says, brothers. Paul does not address them as an apostle. He could have. He doesn't address them lording it over them and say, look, I'm going to set you people straight, and I'm in the chain of command of things as an apostle. I'm in charge, and you better follow and walk in line with me. He says, brothers. Paul recognized that he probably will get more accomplished by appealing to them as a brother in Christ than any rank he could pull with them. I really believe that. There's something to be said about appealing to people in the church as a brother or sister in Christ. You know, you are my brother and sister, and I'm your brother in Christ. That's the role we have. And according to the passage we're going to study in a few minutes, not only am I a brother, I'm a servant. And the word comes from the word diakonos, which literally came from the idea of someone who waits on tables. And the argument is this: you don't elevate a servant to somebody you worship. You don't elevate a servant to somebody you say, that's the person I follow. They're servants, only God's servants. And that's a powerful lesson unto itself. But Paul says in verse 1, brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ.
Well, this week on Cross Hope, we redefine some terms like worldliness and what it means to be carnal. It's not what you think it is. This message continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.